A good morning to one and to all. My name is Chantal Yalumlop, and I am the coordinator for the Special Advisor's Office to the President of the Republic for Youth, Gender and Violence Against Women, as well as Human Trafficking. Now, from my coordination unit, we have tracked 10 forms of sexual violence, more or less. You have collective and individual violence, rapes which are often committed collectively with several different aggressors raping the same women. We've also noted sexual slavery, as just touched upon by Mr. Ndombe, where some women and young girls are abducted and reduced to sexual slaves. And this is also often linked to the crime of human trafficking. We also have sexual mutilation that occurs. I think you probably already heard of women who have either self-mutilated or have had their sexual organs mutilated. We also have public sexual violence and sexual humiliation. We've often met women who have been raped by their own children, by their own sons in a public setting, or their sons have been compelled to rape their own mothers. We have sexual violence against men and boys as well. We don't talk about that a lot, but we've also seen that as a phenomenon. Tribal leaders and chief who wish to humiliate rebels, they rape these men, these boys in front of their communities. We have also tracked forced pregnancies which are often the result of rape, and we have met with women who have been raped. I often evoke the story of a woman who was raped by four men, three of whom were members of the M23, and one white man who was one of the working for one of the militia contracted by M23. After that, she fell pregnant and she gave birth to a mixed race child, and that child was then stigmatized by all the other children in the camp in which this woman ended up. We also have seen women suffer from sexual violence in the form of sexually transmitted diseases such as HIV/AIDS, which is the result of their rape. And then they're also often stigmatized as a result of these sexually transmitted diseases. And stigmatization is often the upshot of this sexual violence suffered by women. They're rejected by their communities, they're rejected by society, they're rejected by their very husbands, their siblings, their families, their parents, all the members of their village, because they carry the stain of shame of the sexual violence for which they're, of course, not responsible. We have also seen a form of sexual violence specifically targeting children. Deliberately targeting children and deliberately exploiting children for sexual purposes, principally young girls. We have also seen sexual violence used as a weapon of war, which is something I think you're very familiar with. It's something that we have seen the scourge of in the DRC since 2011, when the country was first described as the world rape capital. And this is what led to the various addendum that you've referred to, thanks to the adoption of Resolution 1848. I think those are all the elements related to sexual